Okay, let's, with Hashem's help, Lee Nether, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. We are at the top of Daf Pe'al from an Aleph, the Mishnah. Today's Daf is Pe'al. Says the Mishnah, Etzem Kidei Lasos Tarvid. What's the minimum size shear of bone that you'd be violating Shabbos? Enough to make a small spoon. Some of the Mefarshim say that a doctor would use. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedei Lasos Imenu Chaf, to make a lock. It sounds like a lot larger shear. The amount of bone used in making a lock. Zechuch is how much glass. Kedei Ligror Bo Rosh HaKarkar, to sharpen the tip of this tool used to weave. Tsror, a stone. Tsror, a piece of wood, like a wood chip or a toothpick. O Evan, or a stone, Kedei Lizrok Bo'of. A wood chip is enough to throw at a bird to chase it away. Rabbi Elizabeth Ben Yaakov Omer, Kedei Lizrok Behema. It's got to be that will chase away an animal. The Gemara will talk about the difference. Lameimer de Shir, Rabbi Yehuda Nafish. This seems to imply that Rabbi Shir, Yehuda's Shir is bigger than Chachamim. But we saw in the last couple of Mishnahs, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shir was actually smaller. Usually we think that Rabbi Yehuda has a smaller shear. He's more machmir. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Ula chafe posacha. So when Rabbi Yehuda said it's got to be enough stone to make a lock, it didn't mean the whole lock. It meant just the teeth of the lock. So the teeth are actually smaller than the doctor's spoon. Tan Rabbanan. Chafe posacha is the teeth of a lock. Tahorin. They're not makabel toma, because if they're not in the lock, so then they're not a kli yet. Kivon baposachas, but if you built them into the lock, if it's a lock like on a closet or something, a bicycle lock or a movable lock, tamein. So then they are makabel toma. Vishelgal, however, if it is the lock on a door. Even if you attached it to the door, it's not makabel tuma. Because your entire home is not makabel tuma. A door is not makabel tuma. Since it's attached to the ground, we have a rule. So if you attach the lock to the door, the lock becomes part of the door. So it's not makabel tuma because it's like part of the door. And the whole house is not makabel tuma because we have a rule that anything that's mechubel karka, if it's attached to the ground, so it's not going to be makabel tuma. Says the Gemara, Zechuches, Kedei Ligror Bo, to sharpen the tip of this weaving tool. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Sichuches, Kedei Liftsoa Bo Shnei Nimin Ka'achas. Glass is to chop off sharp glass that it could be used to chop off the tips of the weave. It's got to be, that's the amount that you're chai for carrying. Why is glass sometimes called zichuchis or sichuchis? Zach comes from a language of pure, like Shemen Zai Zach. You can see through it. And sach, sichuchis, comes from to look. Like Chazal say about Sarah, was called yiska, shesacha baruch hakodesh. She was able to see. So glass, you could see through. So that's why it's called sichuchis or zichuchis, two words to the same name. And even though the Mishnah said that the amount of glass was to sharpen the tool, and the Gemara says it's to chop off two strings, the Rambam quotes both and says it's the same shear. Fine. Says the Gemara, Tzuaro Evan, Kedei Lizrok Ba'ov. So how much of a rack, what size of a Tzuaro Evan? What size of a stone are you chai for on Shabbos? The amount of meaning for carrying. It's enough that you would use a minimum size to chuck it at to chase away a bird. Rabbi Lezben Yaakov said, a behem. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. V'hushem argeshes, but it's got to be a large enough stone that the animal will actually feel it. And that's going to cause him to go away. Not just that he gets nervous. V'kamashiro, how big is that? Tanya Blazman Yaakov Omer, Mishkal Asarazuz. It's got a stone that weighs the size of 10 zuz. Zunin Olabe Midrasha. So a rabbi named Zunin went into the Beis Medrash. Amalu, you said to the rabbis, Rabosai. Now, for those of you who are a little squeamish, The next 10, 15 minutes, we're all talking about how you wipe yourself when you go to the bathroom. Now, I think the big mussar over here is just like the Torah teaches. We learned a 10 daf ago, we learned how to put on your shoes in the morning. Right shoe first, then the left shoe, then you tie left, then you tie right. So too, there's a way to wipe yourself. We're going to learn. You have to wipe yourself with the left hand, not with the middle finger. All these halachas. Well, the Baal HaTanya writes that if you're using paper, so then all the halachas of the left hand doesn't apply. It's only if you're using your hands. We don't use our hands. But okay, here we go. Zunin olivei mirusham alu, rabbi say, avonim shabbos hakise shiurin bekama. So, what is the shear? Now, the shear of these stones were used for two things. Number one, it's the minimum size of these sharp and special avonim ukrizolos, special flattened stones that were permissible to carry on Shabbos for the bathroom, even though you're violating the Issur d'Rabbanan of Muktzah. The rabbis permitted you to carry the stones on Shabbos because of Kavod HaBrios, because Kavod HaBrios is Doiche Yisurim d'Rabbanan. So that's one thing. Number two, in addition to the Issur Muktzah, this is also the minimum shear that you would violate Shabbos for carrying, because they're significant. So, Avonim Shel Beis Hakisei, Shiur and Bekama. What's the size that's the minimum shear that you'd violate carrying, and also the amount that they permitted you to violate Tilto Mukta? Amrulo, Kizayas Keegos Vikibetza. You would use three stones in the wiping process. First, a small one to get rid of the mamashas, and then larger ones to do the cleanup. Each one, three stones successively larger. So these three stones are not a problem of muktzah, and these three stones are what carrying on Shabbos would be a problem. Amrulo, because the bathroom, let's say for now, was inside the chatzah, so you weren't violating an issur d'oraisa of carrying them, because they were in the bathroom was somewhere in the chatzah. Let's assume that for now. Or the bathroom was out in the field, but the stones you put there from before Shabbos, so you're not carrying from Rosh HaYachid or Rosh HaRabim. But if so, such a size of stones, if you would carry in Rosh HaRabim, would be a problem, because that's the minimum shear for how big stones would be for usage on Shabbos. These kind of stones, says the Gemara. Amar lahu v'chiturtani yachnis. So Zunin said to the rabbis, "What, one the kezias, one kegas, one gemitz? Well, you got to bring like a measuring. You got to have exactly." On Shabbos, what, you got to carry around with you a measuring thing to measure the rocks? So, Nimnu v'garmu, so the rabbi said, you know what, you're right. So they got together and decided, Malay ayad, to make it easier, one handful, hayad, the left hand. Because you're using your left hand to wipe. So, the amount of stones that fit in the hand. Rashi says, meaning even four or five stones, as long as it fits in one hand, that's the shear. This way you got an automatic scale every time. Just see what could fit in one hand. But the Rambam says, no, only three stones, which add up to one hand. The Ran says, each stone should be not more than the size of a hand. Different opinions. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, three stones, kizayis ke'egos v'chabetza, Rabbi Yossi Omer M'shem Aviv, melo ayad, handful, ton of rabbanon. So b'shabbos is in parentheses over here. Ton of rabbanon. That's a question, whether the gear should be b'shabbos or not. So we'll see in a minute. Shalosh avadim mekurzalos. Three sharpened, smoothened stones, which are made for wiping, mutter lahachnis lebeis hakisei. So you're allowed to violate mukta, and you are allowed to carry them into the beis hakisei on Shabbos. Now there's a whole discussion, machlokas Rashi and Tosas in Sukkah. Are you allowed to carry them even into a beis hakisei from a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid? Does this mean just the Beis HaKisei that didn't have walls, or even one that had walls? Machlokas Rashi. what's the difference? They're both Yisurim Drabanan, but one of them is an Issa Drabanan that's patterned after a Doraisa. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says carrying it less than Dalad Amos in Rishus Sarabim. Lachnisam besoich Dalad Amos. The point is that there's no Issa Doraisa. For Kamashirun, what size of the stones did they permit for Mukta? Rameir Omer, Ke'egos. All three of them like a walnut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kabetza. All of them the size of a Kabetza. So that's the size that you are allowed to carry, either on Shabbos. Shal Shaman Mekruzolos, Mutter Lahachnis Lebeis HaKise. Yeah, why wouldn't you have the gears on Shabbos? It seems obvious we're talking about on Shabbos. Yeah. Fine. So again, b'Shabbos, Shal Shaman Mekruzolos, Mutter Lahachnis Lebeis HaKise, Kabbish Yuren. What's the size of these rocks that are made for wiping? Rameir Omer, Ke'egos. Each one's like a walnut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ke'betza. Omer Rav from Bar Papa, Omer Rav Chista. So Rav from Bar Papa said, in the name of Rav Chista, Ke'machlokis kan, kach machlokis be'esrog. Just like the machlokis is over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ke'betza. And Rav Meir says, Ke'egos, it's the same machlokas about a minimum size shear of an esrog in Sukkah. Asks the Gemara, Hasa masnis and hacha brisa. Why are you comparing from a brisa to a Mishnah? If anything, you should compare from a Mishnah to a brisa. Asks the Gemara, you're right. Ela kemachlokas be esrog, kach machlokas kan. Rashi explains what the Gemara means here is that you shouldn't get confused between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, who says what. Because they both say, just like they both have the minimum size shear of an esrog, one says kebetza and one says keegos, so too over here, the maximum size shear of a stone that would be permissible to carry on Shabbos mitzad muksa, and you wouldn't violate hotzah into a bathroom, so or you would violate hotzah derabbanon, would be the size of an esrog or a would be the size of an egos or a beitza. The Aruch Laner does not like Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. What do you mean? Why only over here? Are we worried you're going to flip around Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and why is it compared to esrog? Esrog is a minimum shear, but our sugya is a maximum shear. Because more than this, you're not allowed to. Too much. So he says, the Aruch Hanan has different shot in the Gemara. He says it means, no. He says, you can't take less than this. This is also, Gamli Navon Gavishalo Yitol Pachos Mishir Zeh. It's also a minimum shear. They're both a minimum shear, because if you carry less than this, you won't be able to use it for the bathroom, so you're being metal to mukta for no reason. So it's also a minimum shear, says the Aruch Hanan. It's not royal kinuach. Less than this, you're not going to do a good job wiping. So you're carrying for no reason. So we wouldn't be matir the iser muktzah. But if it's larger than this, everyone agrees it's mutter. As long as it's only nisa derabanan. And it's muktzah, and it's also carrying a derabanan. Let's say from a karmelist to a shesayachid. Fine. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. You're not allowed to carry this pious. My pious, Amram Zera, Karshine Bavliyasa. These clumps of ground to do the wiping, that you're not allowed to do. It's not good for wiping. Amarava, Asr Lamashmesh Bitsroor, Bishabis Kadarashim, and Mashmesh Bachol. You're not allowed to, if a person is having difficulty to go to the bathroom, they would take a small stone and try to open them up. On the back there, you're not allowed to do that the way you do it on the weekday because we're afraid you're going to cut off hairs. Says Gemara, Maskele Marzucha, Listakein, what, are you going to put yourself in a sakana? So the Gemara says, no, Kilacha Yad. What I meant is, you should do it in a different way. Instead of holding the stone with all your fingers, hold it with two fingers. Amr Rabbi Yad, Im Yesh Mokum Kavur LeBeis HaKise, Melo HaYad. So if you have a set place for your bathroom, So then you're allowed to have a fistful of stones. Because even if you don't use it this time, you'll go to the bathroom another time you use it. Vimlav, you don't have a permanent bathroom. Kehechreya. So then you can only use the middle shear. This is the way Rashi learns. Meaning the middle shear between Kezayis, Kegos, and Kebetza, namely Kegos. So says Rashi. Meducha, Kitana, shall besamim, if you use a small pestle from a grinder that you grind up spices, if you're using that to wipe, so the question is, it's a klisha malachta le'isser. That's what Rashi says. Now, there's a big discussion here. There's a number of big discussions here. One of the discussions is, what do you mean? Klisha malachta le'isser is mutta le'talta le'tzorach gufo le'tzorach makomo. So some say when Rashi said klisha malachta le'isser, he really meant mukta machmas chisar and kiss. But he says klisha malachta le'isser because Rashi's shita is that the only type of mukta machmas chisar and kiss is a klisha malachta le'isser. It's Rashi's interesting shita. So, meducha ketana shel besamim, amar av sheshes im yesh alea aid, if it has already a mark, a dirty mark that it was already used, which is testimony that it was already used to wipe, and not for the isser, then mutter. Then you're allowed to use it. By the way, Tosfos has a whole different shot on how to read this Gemara. I'll just read it quickly according to Tosfos. Take a look. Tosfos says, what do you mean? You're going to use, you know, people don't use a pestle to wipe. It's ridiculous. Tosfos doesn't like that. And he has other kashas against Rashi. So he has a whole different shot. You read it like this. If you have a set place for your bathroom, you could take as many stones as you want. And if you don't have a set place, it's like a leg of a small grinder. It should be a stone that's the size of the leg of a small grinder of spices. But if that stone had a simon that you use it for the bathroom, then it's mutter. So that's a whole different shot. They asked against Rav Sheshes. Asar dvarim, the question is going to be, what, you could use a stone twice to wipe? The same stone that you used once to wipe, you can use it again? That's disgusting. And the Gemara says, not only is that disgusting, it causes hemorrhoids. Says the Gemara, Mesivei. 10 things bring a person to hemorrhoids. Ha'ochel ale kanim, if you eat leaves of reeds. Va'ale gefanim, leaves of a vine. Lulve gefanim, the branches of a vine. Morige behema, flesh that from a not smooth flesh from the animal. Below melach, without salt. V'shedro shel dag, the spine of a fish. V'dag maliach shel bishel kol sarko. And a salted fish which wasn't fully cooked. Vashosa shimra yain, you drink the sediment of the wine. Vamakaneach besid, if you wipe yourself with lime. Uvacharsis, or with grounded up brick. Bitsror shikinech vochavero, or you use a stone that somebody else used. Vyeshar mafatalatsum besakise, some say even if you don't sit appropriately in the bathroom but you're on your knees, it's going to cause hemorrhoids. Says the Gemara, loikasha, habalach. Haba yavesh. So, if it is still moist excrement from the previous usage, that's disgusting. That's going to cause. But if it's dried up, it's not a problem. V'iba yisema kan mitzad echad v'kan mishnei tzadim. Right. If this sign from somebody else uses on one side of the rock, you could use the other side of the rock. But if it's on both sides, then it's going to cause hemorrhoids. V'iba yisema. If it's your own, you could use your own twice, but using somebody else's, that's going to cause hemorrhoids. Amalei by the Rav Yosef. What about if rain came down and wiped the symbol? If it still had some inkling that it was used for that, then it's still mutter. Even the rain washed away most of it, if it still had a little bit on it, then it's mutter to be metatalit. It's not a problem of muktza, because we assume you're using it for wiping and not for grinding, says the Gemara. Boy, mine Rabba Barav Shela Me Rav Chista Rabbi Bar Rav Shela asked a question from Rav Chista. Maul halos machur of Lagag. Are you allowed to carry the stones up to your roof? The Mefarshim say it's a question of Tircha Yisera, and maybe you should have done on Erev Shabbos. Amalei Godo Kavod Abri Shadochas L'Sasa Shabbatorah. So we learned this in Brachas, in the Daf, for those of us in Brachas, that Kavod Abrius is Doicha Lo Sasa Shabbatorah. In some cases, Kavod Abrius is Mamish Doicha and Issa Doraisa. Like Zakin Ve'inul Fikfodo, the Gemara says in Bav Metzia, that Lo Yisucha Lehisalim, Vehisalamta, Pam Mishato Mesalim, that sometimes a Zakin Ve'inul Fikfodo, if an elderly person is going to be beneath his dignity to go return a lost object, so he is allowed to violate the Issa Doraisa of Lo Sucha L'Salem because of his Kavod Abrius. But the Gemara says that's limited to a case of Mamanus. By most of the time, Isur Mimono Olofim. By Mamanus, we say that you're allowed to violate an Issa Doraisa for Kavod Abrius, but usually only Durabanans. When it says go Kavod Abrius Docha Lo Sasa Shebetorah, it means one particular Lo Sasa, namely Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser, which is really a dinim Durabanan. It means Kavod Abrius is Docha Durabanans, not Docha Doraisas. Usually it's not Docha Doraisas. The Gemara has a number of exceptions where it is Docha Doraisas, like by Meis Mitzvah, Sheva Al Tasa, the Gemara says Brachas, Brachas Daf Chafalf, Yotesel Mibes, going on to Chafa Medalf. Right, AJ, you learned that in ninth grade. You remember that? Okay. Ninth grade. Okay. And Ari Yosef, who we can't see, but we know he also learned it in ninth grade. There he is, Ari. Okay. Ari remembers the Gemara. Okay, good. All right. Yosef Meremar. So therefore, even the Tircha Yisera of bringing up the rocks up to the roof is okay on Shabbos. It's Tircha de Rabbanans. Yosef Meremar Kamal Lala Shmaita. So Meremar was teaching this halacha. Isve Ravin Meremar. Ravina asked Meremar, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, no tell Adam, Kisei Mishalafan of Lachlos Boshinov, the Chomer Lo Yitel Om and Avis Shel Behema. So we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you need a toothpick to clean out the meat that's sticking in between your teeth, so he holds you're allowed to take a piece of wood that's lying in front of you. The Chomer, no. It's got to be something that was prepared before Yontif for the animals. But you're not allowed to just take something in front of you. It's muktzah. Now, this is Kavod Abrius because it's embarrassing to walk around with teeth, but with meat between your teeth. And yet, we're not going to permit tiltal muktzah for this. It says Gemara Hachi Hashta. Whenever you see the words in the Gemara Hachi Hashta, it means it's a faulty comparison. The Gemara tried to compare two things. Hachi Hashta. It's a faulty comparison. Hasam. Adam Kaveh Makom L'Seuda. Over there, a person has a set place, so the rabbis penalized him. Why didn't you put them out there before Shabbos? You could have just as easily been designated the wood from before Shabbos for your toothpick. But Hacha Adam Kaveh Makom L'Beis HaKiseh. But by the stones, you don't always know where you're going to go to the bathroom because you might have a set location, but somebody else will be there, and you got to go. You got to go somewhere else. You go in the field somewhere else. They didn't have such set places to go to the bathroom, and therefore we don't make you do it before Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna also lifnos b'stay near b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom on a plowed field. My time, Ilema Mishum Davsha. If we're afraid that you're going to ruin your friend's field by trampling it, afila b'chol nami, that should be us even during the week. Vela Mishum Asavim. Oh, maybe it's because we're afraid that if you're going to take stones that have grass growing on the stones, like moss or something. Ha'amarish Lakish, Tsror She'olu Ba'asavim, Muta L'Kaneachba. Rish Lakish said a rock that has grass on it, and you're going to now detach the rock from the ground. It's permissible to wipe with it. Apparently, because there was grass growing on it or around it, so we're not afraid that you're going to come to detach it, because even if you detach the grass, it's a davar she'eino miskaven. You're intending just to pick up the rock. You might also detach some grass. So we're not worried about that. Amrish Lakish, a tsror, a rock that has grass on it. Now, there's two possible ways of understanding what's going on over here. So, Rashi writes, the grass that we're talking about here is growing on the rock. It's like a moss kind of a situation. It's not growing from the ground. It's growing on the rock. It's still not a psik resha that it's going to be detached. But what's the iser b'chlal? So Rashi understands, if you have moss growing on a rock, even though it's not really attached to the ground, but if you were to lift up that rock and lift up that grass on Shabbos, it would be a violation of the iser d'rabbanan of removing grass from its makom yinika. This is going to be a whole discussion now in this whole amud. If something's not actually attached to the ground, but it's getting its sustenance from the ground, it's getting yinika from the ground, so that violates an issa d'rabbanan and not an issa d'oraisa. So that's what Rashi says. Even though the grass is not actually growing in the ground, it's an issa d'rabbanan to remove it from the place. Now, if that's true, v'atolish mimena, b'shabes chayev chatas. So the girsa that we have in front of us is, hatolish mimena, if you would intentionally remove this grass from the ground, our Gemara says, chayev chatas, says the Magid Mishnah, in his commentary on the Rambam, Rashi cannot possibly have the girsa chayev chatas, because Rashi's learning, it's only midrabanan. Says the Magid Mishnah, why? Because if it was an issa d'oraisa, we would not permit it on Shabbos. However, the Kesef Mishnah freaks out at the Magid Mishnah. What do you mean you wouldn't permit? Even if it's an issa d'oraisa, it would be mutter. It's a davashin of miskanim without a psik reisha. Even if it's a d'oraisa, it would be mutter. So that's the question here. What's the girsa here? It's davashin of miskanim. It's not a psik reisha. Possible to wipe it without detaching the grass. So that's the discussion in the Achronim over here. Whether we're talking about Nisha Daraisa or about the Gemara is going to go on to talk about this more also. Ella, so the Gemara says, so that can't be the reason. So why is it usser to go to the bathroom in a plowed field? Ella, Dilma Nukat Me'ilai V'shadda L'tatar. We're afraid that when taking the stones, you'll take a stone from on top of a pile, and you'll put it down in the hole, you'll end up violating an iser of stopping up the hole. Umachai mishum derabba. Tamaraba hisla gumo utmama. If you had a hole in the ground and you filled it up, babai ischai mishum bona. In the house, you chai for building, besadachai mishum chorish. In the field, you chai for plowing. So if it's a plowed field, we're afraid you're going to fill up the hole. As opposed to, I guess, a regular dirt area, we're not worried about plowing issues. Gufa. Amar Reish Lakish, Tzror Sha'olu Ba'asav, Immuta L'Kaneach Ba, V'Hatola Shmimena B'Shabes Chayev Chatas. If you do it on purpose, if you detach the grass on purpose, you're Chayev Chatas. Reish Lakish says, if you do it Davar Shein Miskavein, so it's Mutter. So let's learn the Gemara simply. Now we're talking about grass that really is attached to the ground. Amar of Papi Shmamina Midereish Lakish Hai Parpisa. The Gemara seems to be learning here that it was not attached to the ground, and yet Atol Shmena Chayv Chatas. Amar of Papi Shmamina Midereish Lakish. Right, let's learn it like this now. Reish Lakish says, you're allowed to pick up the grass is not attached to the ground, but it's an issa d'oraisa anyway to detach it because it's getting its yanika from the ground. It's an issa d'oraisa, but it's mutter to take the rock because it's a davashena miskavin. So even if it would be an issa d'oraisa to detach the grass, it's a davashen miskavin, so it's mutter. Let's learn that for now. Gufa, Amar Reish Lakish. Tsarash olabasa, so if you have a rock that the grass is growing on it, the grass is not mamish attached to the ground, but it's getting its yanika from the ground. So it's mutal kanech, but you're allowed to pick up the stone. Maybe you'll detach the grass, maybe you won't. Vatoshim in the b'shabbos, but if you specifically, intentionally pick this grass up from the ground, even though it's not actually growing from the ground, since it gets its sustenance from the ground, you're going to be chayv achatas. Amar Papi, shmamin amadirish lakish, hai parpisa, an atzitz nakuv, a flower pot that has a hole in it, shari l'til tule. He says, it's mutter. No, says the Gemara, maskal of Kahana, im amru l'tzorech, yomru shalol l'tzorech. No, we only permitted this. We only permitted this high parpisa. We only permitted this for the sake of the bathroom. Yomru shalol letzorech. You think it's mutter to take an atzitz nakuv? Because you're going to violate an issur d'rabbanan. You're going to violate an issur d'rabbanan. No, so that the Gemara sounds like I said it wrong before. I said it wrong before. The Gemara said, I thought, the Gemara said, it sounds like now it's an issur d'rabbanan. So why is it chayav chatas? What's going on over here? Give me one second. The Gemara is assuming it's chayav chatas. What do you mean? In a different case, it's chayav chatas. Why is the Gemara saying chayav chatas? Give me one second here. The thing that's confusing me over here is that if you have something that is not really attached to the ground, hold on one second. Yeah. So what's going on again? Gufa. But if you intentionally detach the grass from it, chayev chatas. Shmamin the Rish Lakish. Yeah. So an atzitz nakuv. I don't. Yeah. Okay. Fine. We can learn from Rish Lakish that an atzitz nakuv, you're allowed to carry this. It's not considered to be detaching it from the ground. That's what he thought to learn from it. Right. So maybe we shouldn't have the Girsa Chayev Chatas again. Without the Girsa. The Gemara makes more sense without the Girsa Chatas. Chayev. This is the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, is it mutter to take away the flower pots? The Gemara, no. We only permitted it because it is an issur d'rabbanan for the sake of you're allowed to detach this stone and detach the grass and violate the issur d'rabbanan. So it's only further permissible for kavod abrios, but you're not allowed to just move a flower pot away. So now the Gemara is going to talk about this. Amar bai parpisa hovas liadin leim b'milsa. Once you came to discuss the parpisa, let's talk some halachas about this, about a flower pot with a crack, with a hole in it. Haya munach al gabei karka v'inich al gabei yisedos. If you have a flower pot that something's growing in it and it's on the ground, and now you lift it up and put it off the ground, mechayev mishum tolesh. You're chayev for detaching it from the ground. Okay, but meaning derabana. Why is it derabana? Because you didn't remove it fully. It's above the ground now, so it's a little harder for it to get its yanika. So it's going to be a violation of an issur derabana. Even though usually it's chayev mishum tolesh, it's usually a doraisa. But Rashi says it's derabana. Because if it's an issur d'oraisa, how would it be mutter for kavod abrios? Tosis writes this way also. That chayiv means makas madas d'rabbanan. So says Rashi. So says Tosis over here, d'rasla v'hinicho. That when the Gemara says chayiv, mishum tolish, it's an issur d'rabbanan. Because if it was an issur d'oraisa, we wouldn't permit it for wiping. Why is it only an issur d'rabbanan? Because it's still, Rashi and Tosa say, because it's still, even though you're just putting it a little higher up, it's still going to get you nika from the ground. So it's an Issa d'Rabbanan. Hoya munach agabi yusedos, v'nich agabi karka chayv mishum noteya. Similarly, if it was on the pegs and now you put it on the ground, you're also chayv because you're helping it grow better. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, asur lekaneach becheres b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to wipe yourself with a piece of pottery on Shabbos. My time ilema mishum sakana. We're afraid maybe you'll hurt yourself. Afil b'chol nami should be us even during the week. Ve'ela mishum kshafim. We'll see in a minute. Maybe we're afraid that somehow by using this piece of pottery, the owner of it will cause witchcraft to you. We'll see in a minute. I feel b'chol namilo, that should be us even during the week. Ve'ela mishum hasharas nimin. We're afraid that you're going to cut off the hair. It's very sharp. So you're going to cut off the hair around the place where you go to the bathroom. Davashin miskavinu. That should be mutter also. Davashin miskavinu. It's not a psik ratio. A great man said a teaching. We have to defend it. We have to figure out what it means. Not only does during the week, because of kshafim, but Shabbos, since it's considered to be a kli, you could use it for certain things. Shaper dami kamash malan. That no, even on Shabbos you can't do it. You should use the the stones. Why not? Rava masni lo mishum hasharas nimin. Rava said it's because we're afraid you're going to cut off some of the hair. V'kashle d'Rabbi Yochanan d'Rabbi Yochanan. It's a kash of d'Avashin miskavin. Mi'ar Yochanan also l'kaneh cheres Shabbos. B'cheres Shabbos. How can you say you're not allowed to use it? I'm a d'Avashin miskavin. Oser. Yolz like Rabbi Yehuda. V'ham Rabbi Yochanan halach istamishnu. T'nan. Nazir chofer mufasveis avalo sorek. A nazir is allowed to comb his hair with his hands and separate them out. He's allowed to separate the hair and comb them out. Avalo sorek. But a nazir is not allowed to use a comb. Because we're afraid, that's a psik resha. That hair is for sure going to fall out. And a nazir, not only is not allowed to take a haircut, he's not even allowed to comb his hair if it's bevadai. And I think I told you this also. That's Rav Mordechai Willig. That's why I still use my old brush from 30 years ago. Because when I was in Rabbi Willig's shir, so he said, you buy one brand new brush, take a shower, make sure there's no loose hair. I brushed my hair one time, five times, no hair in it. Boom. I'm good for the next 30 years. It's not a psik resha. It's not a psik resha that's going to take out hair from your hair on Shabbos. Are you allowed to comb your hair, brush your hair with a comb on Shabbos? You have to do a test. Buy a brush, a soft brush. I use a brush that has a lot of space in between the things. So in between the bristles, a lot of space between them. So it doesn't... I did it the first time. I tested it 30 years ago. And I brushed my hair one time. No hair was left on the brush. So once I did it one time, so now even if it happens the next 999,999 times, it's always going to pull out hair. It's still mutter. It's not a psik resha. I did one test. That's why my brush still has tape on it. It's like a tape together. My wife makes fun of me. Ella, so it's the same din by nazir. It's not a psik resha, so a nazir is allowed to use it. Same din by Shabbos. It's not a psik resha, so you're not going to violate gozes. Ela machvarta k'de Rav Nosson bar Oshia. Must be Rav Nosson bar Oshia is correct. So it can't be mishum hasharas nimin. It's got to be just telling you a bigger chiddush. Not only in chol is it awesome because of kshafim, but even on Shabbos, It has a din kli, so you might have thought it's okay, kamash malon, that you cannot use it. Says the Gemara, Mike Shuffim, what's the problem of witchcraft with a piece of pottery? Kihad Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna havekazli ba'arba. Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Huna were traveling on a boat. Amulahu machanisa, a certain chashev, a non-Jewish woman, said to them, Osun ba'daichu, take us with you in the boat. V'lo asvua. They didn't want this Gaiish woman coming with them in the boat. We're afraid of what might happen. Amr e Milsa, so she cast a spell on them. Vasart al Arba, and the boat was stuck in its place, it wouldn't move because of the spell. Amr inu Milsa, they said a spell. Visharyua, and they permitted to go. Now, what do you mean they said a spell? So, machloikas. Some say they didn't use kshafim, they used Hashem's name, so it was okay. Others say they did use kshafim, but it was a sakanas nefashos, so they knew about kshafim, they were allowed to use kshafim because it was sakanas nefashos. It's not yaharg v'yavar, violating the iser kishuf. Wow. Delo mekanech luchu, one second, I skipped. Amr inu milsa visharyua. Amr lahu my avid luchu. So the woman said, if you could beat my spells, what should I do? What can I possibly do to you guys? Deloma kanech luchu b'chas, but you guys don't wipe with the cheres, so I can't do kshafim on you. V'lo kata luchu kina amanaychu. You don't kill a bug that's in your garments. V'lo shalav luchu yarkav achal luchu mikisha da'asa gina. And you will not take a vegetable out of the bundle that the gardener put them in. Rather, first you untie the bundle, and then you take. So, because you do all these three things, you're not susceptible to kishuf. And we'll end there. Thank you very much. Everyone should have a wonderful day. And hopefully we'll see you, Bez Hashem, 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Have a great day, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.